For a well-rounded meal with all the vitamins and all the things you need for good living, properly cooked and properly seasoned.
Do you ever have storms around here?
Do what?
Do you ever have storms?
Oh, yeah. We've never been hit by a disastrous tornado or anything like that, but we've had high winds, trees blown over, limbs blown over, broken off, and big oaks like this one right in my yard were blown over and damaged. Houses were more modestly constructed houses. They couldn't stand a stiff blow.
What kinds of trees do you have around here?
Well, Thomas County, Thomasville in particular, for many years has had what has been known as the finest and the largest stand of longleaf yellow pine timber. These big trees you see on these places around here. And then, of course, we have the oak trees that you see out here. We have the, what kind of tree is it now? We have some sycamore trees, not many of those. We've had cypress, because two pretty good cypress swamps. The Okefenokee Swamp, for instance, down at Waycrow, is probably the biggest cypress swamp in this part of the country. And miscellaneous types of trees. Poplar, I've got a little place here. Got a few poplars on. I just sold a pretty good sized tract of land back in January of last year. It had lots of poplar on it, there's about 145 acres of pulpwood, they call it. Mm-hmm. This has become a big pulpwood producing section. Mm-hmm. It's become a big industry. Mm-hmm. And it's trees here are shipped all over the country to a paper mill down in Panama City, Florida. Mm-hmm. And to up in North Georgia, Calhoun, Georgia, to Mobile, Alabama, in different parts of the country, to paper mills.
What kinds of berries do you have around here?
Berries?
Yes.
Well, that's a little hard question to answer. We have blackberries, huckleberries, and blueberries, which are a little larger variety of huckleberries. Just a moment, I can't think of the difference. But others of a similar nature. They grew out in the fields on the edge of a wooded area such as that.
Did you ever spend any time in a cotton field?
Oh, yeah.
Could you tell me about that?
Well, before the days of the cotton picker, of course, all cotton is now picked mechanically. But I have been out on my father's farm. He was a merchant and a farmer. He had a store here in town. He had a farm out on the edge of town. But he would